Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of operating according to the power of God. We are to live by the power of God in our life. How can we do that? God has given us a spirit of power, 2 Timothy 1:7. How do we get that? When we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. 1 Corinthians 1:24 says, Christ, the power of God. Now when we understand what Jesus has done for us, we understand that the power of God now can operate in our life. The preaching of the cross is the power of God unto them that are saved. Now we can get the word in us, and the gospel, the good news of the word of God, is the power of God unto salvation. How does it work? It works for everyone who believes. Now if we're going to see the power of God be released, we're going to have to learn to take authority over the enemy. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, the Bible says, Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. In this scripture, the word power, first use, where it says, Behold, I give unto you power, is the word exousia, which means authority in the Greek. To tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power, that word is the word dunamis, power, which we've been talking about, what we live by. Otherwise, we have been given authority over all of the ability or the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. It is important that we get our understanding in us of the authority that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I have been delivered out of the authority of darkness. We've been translated into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, so all things will be added unto us. And remember that the kingdom of God, the rule and the reign of God, as we operate in it according to the word, is going to release the power of God, the miraculous power of God, and which is going to bring the manifest presence, the glory of God, to bring forth His promises and to overcome the enemy. You know, many people think that, well, Satan's been defeated, he doesn't have any power. That is not true. Satan has the power to bring destruction. He goes about to steal, kill, and destroy. He's the one who causes sickness and disease. He's the one who causes famine. He's the one that causes all kinds of calamities. He's the one who's responsible for every bit of stealing, killing, and destruction. It's the thief that goes forth to steal, kill, and destroy. He looks to devour people, to cause them all kinds of havoc and problems in their life. Now, he has the power, and he's doing it to people all over the place, not only unbelievers, but also believers. We have got to learn to live by the power of God. And if you're going to do it, you've got to know your authority in the Lord Jesus Christ. God has given you authority over all of the ability of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. And you are going to release that authority, and you're going to also release the power of God. Remember what Jesus was releasing the authority and power. In Luke 4:36, it talked about how the people were all amazed and spake among themselves. And they were saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. With authority and power. You have authority delegated to you. You have power through the spirit of power you have, but also through the word of God in you. The word in you causes you to be having the power of God within you. Remember, we talked about the armor of God. You are to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. The word strong is a form of the word dunamis, to be inwardly empowered in the Lord. This comes by the word of God operative in your life. And as the word of God is operative in your life, it's dwelling in you, in your mind, it's dwelling in your heart, and it's coming out of your mouth, and you're speaking the word against the enemy, then you're going to be able to overcome the enemy in your life. But here it said, with authority and power, we need the authority which has been given to us, we got to know that, and power. And this is all operated by our faith. Now you can have the power of God resident in you. You must understand this. God has given us weapons of warfare that are mighty through God, powerful through God, that are going to pull down the strongholds of the enemy. Remember, we have this treasure in the earthen vessel, the power of God. It's not of us, it is of the Lord, but it will flow forth through us. God wants you to go and work the works of God, and you do the work of God in the power of God. God wants you to function in power. In fact, in 2 Thessalonians 1:11 and 12, he said, I always prayed for them that God would count them worthy of the calling, fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, and the work of faith with power. We're going to do the works of God with our faith, which releases power. The work of faith with power, that the name of the Lord may be glorified. Of course, the name of the Lord is that which we've been given as the power of attorney to operate in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you're going to operate in the power of God, you've got to know your authority. You've got to start speaking in the name of Jesus. You've got to get the Word in you. You must know that you have a spirit of power. The Word in you in area after area manifests that power for you as you begin to speak it forth. Also, Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. The Holy Spirit anointing is going to be involved in releasing the power of God out of you in your life. Also, you've got to learn to pray a prayer of faith to take hold of the power of God as you speak the word. In Hebrews 11:11, through faith, Sarah herself received strength. Received is lambano in the Greek, meaning take hold of. Strength is dunamis, meaning power. She took hold of power to conceive seed. Here, through her faith, your faith, which contacts the realm of the Spirit, it's a spiritual force. You have a spirit of faith already when you got born again. Your faith is going to take hold of the miraculous power of God. The way you do this is by praying a prayer of faith. I believe that I receive, and that's the Greek word lambano again, I believe that I take hold of, then you quote that word, and that word has the power within it. Remember, God's word produces after its own kind. It's the seed. And that seed, when you speak that forth and you release it coming out of your heart, it is going to bring into manifestation this power of God that produces the promise in your life. So you've got to realize that this power is to be resident in you through the word, and it's to be released out of you by you speaking the word of God. We pointed out to you that scripture in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, where it talks about Jesus was upholding all things by the word of his power, upholding all things by the rhema of his dunamis, the spoken word of his miraculous power. You are going to uphold things by the spoken word of the miraculous power of God, because when you start speaking God's word, you are releasing the power of God to bring the promises of God into manifestation in your life. It's important that we understand this. You know, you can't be one who just has a form of godliness. Remember 2 Timothy 3:5, those that had a form of godliness, he said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. The things of the Lord are all going to be manifested in power. Remember, the gospel goes forth not just in word only, but in power. Paul operated with a demonstration of the Spirit and power. 1 Peter 1:5 says, we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. You can operate in the power of God. In fact, you're to minister to other people with the power of God that has been resident in you through the word and through you operating according to your authority. In Romans 15:1, it says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. People have not understood that scripture because they have not looked up the words. The word strong is the word dunamis for power. The word bear is means to actually to lift off, not to carry, but to lift off. Infirmities means weaknesses, and weak means impotent, those that don't have power. This literally says, we then that are powerful ought to lift off the weaknesses of the impotent and not to please ourselves. We who have the power of God, know how to operate in it, are to use the power of God to lift off the weaknesses of the impotent, those that are lacking power, and not to please ourselves, and then help them to learn how to get full of the power of God so that they can walk in victory in their life. fact, Colossians 1:29, he talks about how he was laboring, striving according to his working, which worketh in me powerfully. God's word is to work in you powerfully. And you can operate in the power of God. But it all operates through your faith. You cannot operate in the power of God if you have doubt and unbelief. Remember what the Bible talks about in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in. They had no power to enter in because of unbelief. Romans 4:20 talks about he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. We don't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but we're strong in faith, giving glory to God. The power of God operates through those who are going to function in faith. God wants you empowered. You are to understand the exceeding greatness of His power towards you that believe. You are to be strengthened with all power dwelling in you and to see the glorious power of God flow out of you. You must understand that God's Word has the power within it, and it's going to bring the promises of God into manifestation. Another thing that's important in releasing the power is you need to understand that when you speak the Word, the angels are going to go into operation. The Bible talks about how that when Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty or powerful angels, they are going to take vengeance on those that know not God and obey not the gospel. And here we see the angels are going to respond to the Word of God. When you speak the Word, they hearken unto the voice of the Word. And remember, Jesus was upholding all things by the spoken Word of His power. And you are going to see that the angels of God are going to go into operation, and they are going to minister for you according to the power of God, and you're going to see them bring forth a victory. Also, you must realize that as this power of God can be released out of you, not only through you speaking the Word, but also through you going and ministering to people by laying on of hands. It talks about that how that through the mighty works, powerful works, were wrought by Jesus' hands. As you lay hands on the sick, which is a doctrine of the church, we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. So how are you going to release the power of God? You're going to operate with your authority. You're going to speak the Word with the Holy Spirit filling. You're going to put on the armor of God. You're going to speak forth the Word, and that is going. You're going to take hold of the promise. You're going to put the power of God to work with your faith. The angels are going to go into operation, and you're going to see the power of God bring forth the manifestation of the promises in your life. Do it, and watch God work for you. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.